There's a new celebrity feud out there that everybody's talking about.
Ooh, who is it this time?
Well, if you don't know, maybe not everybody's talking about it, but there are people talking about it. Okay. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm not going to lie, been a little shaken up recently.
You have been?
Yep.
You can tell in all of your emotions that you show us.
Well, I'm super up and down, super volatile with my emotions all the time.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But
all right, monotone.
Brooke and Jose can tell you that being in the entertainment industry means that you get a lot of criticism constantly. Every single day, people we don't even know will take time to text us, send us DMs, and let us know just how much they hate our guts and how untalented they think we are.
Oh, yeah, every day.
God, yeah. And I feel like we're in radio, too, so we're like the lowest strung of entertainment. So we
exactly.
We get even the really bad trolls that can't spell.
Right? I often say that to them. Like, you're trolling a person who's on the radio.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
like the bottom barrel of trolls, even.
Right. What were your expectations of us? Because they were already really low.
I know, right?
Normally, that stuff doesn't bother me. I actually thrive off of negative energy. So
really
I love it. I love it when people hate on me online. It's fun.
I hate when people feel that negative in their life. Okay.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see like how mad people can get at you for just being yourself.
And then you like to poke the bear a little bit, too.
Yeah, I love
it.
Make
them more mad.
Lately, though, things have been a little different because over the last few days, I've been locked in an intense online battle, exchanging harsh words back and forth with a ruthless, savage group of people on the internet.
Okay. Who are you taking on, like Bieber fans or something?
Even worse than Bieber fans.
50s?
Charlie Puth fans.
Oh, no!
Wait, hold up. I mean, Charlie Puth, great singer, but he has like a group of rabid fans?
Oh, he's huge right now.
He does.
I had no idea that there was Puthies out there,
I'm not sure what they're called. Puthers, Puthiots,
I like,
Puthitarians, I don't know.
Puthitarians.
Yeah.
But over the last few days, I've been getting hundreds of messages from angry Charlie Puth fans.
Okay, wait, hold up. Before we get into that, why did you make them angry? What did you say?
Out of all the things I've ever done, I can't believe that Charlie Puth would be the one thing to get me the most hate.
You've interviewed him before too, right?
Yes, and that's why. They absolutely despise me. All because of a rather weird interview that I did with Charlie Puth, the musical artist. About a year ago, it was called Two Celebs, One Mic.
I thought it was funny. I remember
that. I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was almost funny, but it didn't quite do it for me. Like, it was so awkward that it was almost,
creative.
You know, like you tried. I'll
it was
give you
awkward.
That. You tried to be funny.
The whole point of it was to be awkward.
Yeah.
It's very long, too.
Yeah.
But basically, Charlie Puth and I were sitting in a very small room and both talking into the same microphone just inches away from each other's faces. And then I had a bunch of envelopes and we would open them and answer awkward questions. He had no idea that was going to happen when he came in to the radio station for an interview. Mm-hmm. We just set it up, acted like it was all serious, and he was weirded out the whole time.
Yeah, well, because nobody prepped him.
No, nobody prepped him. We just brought him into the room, and it was just me sitting at the microphone, and I was like, okay, come over here and sit down. It was really awkward, but that was the whole point of it. If you want to see it, you can check it out. We put it up on the Brooke and Jubal Facebook page right now, so you can go check it out there.
I think he was probably awkward, too, because you never broke.
No.
Like, there was never a point where you're like, oh, man, I'm just kidding. Or, oh, that was being silly.
Yeah,
tell us about your music.
Like, I stuck with the awkwardness the whole time. And there was plenty of moments where I was like, this is not going as I had planned, but I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah.
Actually, have a clip from the interview so you can understand kind of the background of this whole thing. Here's a clip from it. Here's another envelope for you, Charlie.
Why isn't the number 11 pronounced 1 to T1? I don't know. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
That it's pronounced 11, I agree.
No, that it's pronounced 1 to T1.
Wouldn't it be easier that way?
No, it's actually, it's hard to say. I don't know. Isn't it just like, 9, 10, 11?
1 to T1.
But 9, 10, 11.
1 to T1. You see what I'm saying.
I do.
I'm glad that we get each other. On to the next envelope.
That was really funny. I like that.
So
that was actually really funny.
The whole interview was just weird questions in a very awkward scenario.
And he didn't seem to enjoy it.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't enjoying himself.
No, like some celebrities would be like, oh man, this is awesome. This is refreshing.
Yeah afterwards he was cool, but I still think he was like, that was really stupid. Why did I just waste my time coming over here?
What just happened?
So posted that over a year ago and barely anybody noticed. But fast forward to just the other day, and all of a sudden, I started getting all these Instagram notifications and DMs. Somebody had shared it on their Instagram, some fan account for the Puth Nation. Oh. And apparently all the Charlie Puth fans went ballistic.
Oh, you hit like, the algorithm. Wait, you hashtagged
it. I have no idea. Mad or something about it?
More than mad.
Why are they mad, though?
I've been arguing back and forth with them for like 4 days now.
Okay.
And then I realized, wait a second, I'm arguing back and forth with a bunch of 12-year-old girls.
Yeah. Because that's his fan base.
So wait, yeah. But what is their basis of being mad? Just that you wasted his time?
Like, wasted his time. It was rude and mean to Charlie. I was mean to Charlie.
Gosh. Okay, it wasn't mean.
They're like wanting me to die.
What?
Over and over. I keep getting messages from Charlie Puth fans saying, you should die for what you did to Charlie.
Okay, and let's slow down because there's so many text messages coming in right now that are asking who is Charlie Puth.
Exactly. Charlie Puth is he's a singer.
And he sang that Wiz Khalifa song. Yeah. With Wiz Khalifa, See You Again. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody would know him for.
Yeah, yeah.
He's big time now. Like, he really is.
He is. He's got a lot. Well, he's got fans that are willing to kill for him. Yeah. Because I've gotten death threats from Charlie Puth fans.
Fans are crazy. Fans are crazier than your best friend or your family. Like,
you know, aren't you scared if those are your fan base? Like, if they're willing to kill for you, what if you accidentally do something wrong?
Right.
Like, are they going to come and find you and hunt you down too? Like,
when I first got into this business, I dreamed of the day that I got legit death threats. Like, I was like, because I wanted to make some sort of an impact one way or the other. And I wanted people to hate me for the
like
most part.
You didn't care which way to go.
Yeah, and I was hoping that one day I would be big enough to get death threats. I had no idea that it would come from Charlie Puth fans, though.
Disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah. But I also kind of believe them more than I would any other death threat.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to open my door and there's going to be a 12-year-old girl with a knife standing there.
Charlie Puth album.
Yeah.
I guess if you're a Charlie Puth fan, you got to work hard at it, right? I mean, explaining Charlie Puth is all day has got to get tiring.
Yeah. So I guess I have like a beef with Charlie Puth? I think I'm beefing with Charlie
Celebrity
Puth.
Beef, bro.
Text into 78592. Which celebrity fan base should I piss off next?
Ooh.
I've already, gone for the big one. Made the Charlie Puth fans angry. Who's next?
Yeah.
Phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.